Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, God's sovereigns from near and afar. Your Lordship, Tommy Lorenzo Hart, appears among us with great news. A former preacher in the church and author of the manuscript, The Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God. Our Lord would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. Our Father is not a Christian or a religionist. He comes to show us how to unravel Vatican deception, hidden throughout Bible content. Tommy Hart decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the AVB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Mr. Hart exposes the many laws in the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution, hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Mr. Hart is here because the Vatican sent for him in the pages of the AVB. Yes, read for yourself. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Tommy Hart.
Thank you for that wonderful introduction there. I have some scriptures that I want to share with you today. Actually, I might do more talking than scriptural presentation, but my talk will be based on just that scriptural interpretation, or scriptural matter, that is. Isaiah 40:10. In the introduction, Mr. Welch noted that that God is called. God is called. We find a reference to that in Isaiah 40. And it says, it's Isaiah 40, verse 10, "Behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand." The Lord God will come with strong hand. Now, many do not know the God that the Bible talks about. I've been talking about this God for months now, and those who listen to the program should have a firm understanding, a sound understanding of the Bible's God. The God that the Bible talks about is described throughout Scripture. I have presented much information on the God of the Bible. And of course, for those who want to, you can check the archives and get caught up on the truth of Bible content. The archives are there for your use. Please check them out, and you should check them out. You should keep up with the program, keep up with the teaching. We're teaching each segment is, you know, builds on the preceding one, and we've come all the way almost full circle in the presentation or presenting of the crucial matter of Bible content. The Lord God will come. Now, when the Lord God comes, of course, the Bible calls me God. For those who do not know, this may be your first time tuning in. The Bible calls me God. I fit the description of God that is given in the Bible. And that's just that. I fit the description. No man fits the description of God in the Bible. In the Bible, in the authorized version of the Bible, no man is a nickname. I call it a nickname for God. It is the Vatican's secret name for God. No man. That's why, again, it is good for you to have an authorized version Bible, commonly called King James Version, in following the things that are in following this program. You should have at hand an authorized version Bible. You may call it King James Version. Okay? The Lord God will come. I am here. And I have done and am doing the work that the Bible specified for God. The work the Bible attributes to God. It is evident in my presentation that I am doing just that. I am doing the work attributed to God in the Bible. The Lord God will come. When he comes, what will he do? 1 Corinthians chapter 4. First Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5. Therefore, judge nothing before the time until the Lord comes. Now, when the Lord comes, I am here, what will he do? This scripture sheds light on that, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will make manifest the counsels of the heart. And the scripture goes on to say, and then shall every man have praise of God. So the Lord God is expected to come. The Lord God has come. Now that he has come, he is to bring to light the hidden thing. Bring to light the hidden thing. So the question now is, what are the hidden things? What things have I brought forth that the Bible refers to as hidden things? That was touched upon in the introduction. One thing I have brought forth that is hidden in Scripture is the law of the curse. The law of the curse. Again, you can check the archives for the law of the curse. Keyword there in the titles, curse, C-U-R-S-E. Check the archives to catch up with the matter. In the law of the curse, the papacy writes down or has written down objectives to be carried out against the African people, African/black people. papal objectives. Of course, each of those objectives was carried out by the Gentiles. The Gentiles have been under the authority of the papacy. Okay? The Gentiles and the papacy working together brought about the destruction of Africa and its inhabitants. The Gentiles committed that which the law of the curse called for, the genocide of African / black people, the law of the curse. Again, check the archives to find out and see and read or hear line upon line the law of the curse. Also, you can get my document, the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God. And in my book, from my book, you can read the law of the curse line upon line. The Bible says, for precept must be upon precept, line upon line. And that's exactly what you get from my document, and in my document, line upon line presentation of hidden things of scriptures. Okay? Now, another thing that is hidden which in the Bible, which I have brought to light, is the Passover law. The Passover law has to do with the papacy forbidding the Gentiles to deal with any truth of Bible content. In the law of Passover, the papacy commands the Gentiles to teach deceit, prophesy deceit, teach deceit. It also tells them to be quiet on certain things. That's the Passover law. Passover means to disregard, overlook. Okay? Pass over. The Passover law. So we have the law of the curse, the law of Passover. There is the law of God. Another hidden thing of Scripture. The law of God. In the law of God, the Bible defines God. The Bible gives the characteristics of God. The Bible sets forth the things that God will do. And the Bible gives a good, profound picture of God so that when God comes, there would be no confusion of the matter. He will be easily identified. He'll be identified by his works. Okay? So those are three things. Of course, there's the law of judgment, the law of the sentence of judgment, and that's where we really are today. Now, in dealing with the judgment, I have been preventing judgments from the inception of this program. So judgments are not a new thing, but the time of judgment is here. The time of judgment is not set for 1 hour or one day, but it will run for a period of time. Of course, when that time is over, I'll make that known. But right now we are in the time of judgment, the day of judgment, the time of judgment. judgment. The judgment has to do with God and the Gentiles from the top of them on down, from the papacy to kings to princes on down among the Gentiles. And I don't want to speak too much on the judgment today. I'll get back to that hopefully next week. My focus right now for this will be on the body of Bible material. The body of Bible material, Bible matter. Whose is it? Who is it from? Its purpose, Bible matter. So we have the Lord God will come. The Lord God has come in me. Judge nothing before the time till the Lord comes. When the Lord comes, it will be, it is a time for judgment. The papacy declared in Genesis 15. I'm turning to it. I believe that's Genesis 15. Okay, here we are, Genesis 15. The papacy has set this forth, saying, Genesis 15, starting with verse 13, thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. Also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterward they shall come out with great substance. The important parts of that statement is a seed, a people, being a stranger in a land that is not there. We have blacks that have been scattered by the Gentile slave trade and placed in lands that are not theirs to this present day. Having served the Gentiles. Okay? And the promise here is in Genesis 15:14, that nation whom they shall serve will I judge. And as I said earlier, this is the time for judgment. The judgment has to do with the Gentiles and the papacy for their attempted genocide of Africa / black people. Okay. Now, Ecclesiastes 2:19, talking about Bible matter. Ecclesiastes 2:19. And who knoweth whether he shall be a wise man or a fool? That's that question there. And here is the main statement I want out of that verse, which says, he shall have rule over all my labor. The he there is a reference to God. He shall have rule over all my labor, the papacy's labor. Now, what is the papacy's labor? Labor, work. The papacy's labor, the labor talked about, spoken of here in Ecclesiastes 2:19, is the labor of the book of the law, the labor of the authorized version Bible, commonly called King James Version. That is the labor referenced here in Ecclesiastes 2, verse 19. He shall have rule over all my labor. He God shall have rule over all my labor. The application here, I have rule over Bible matter. That's the interpretation there. I, God, have rule over Bible matter. And that scripture, you can mark that scripture as having come to pass. I have rule over Bible matter. He shall have rule over all my labor. And the application of that again is set in the verse which we looked at first, 1 Corinthians 4:5, judge nothing before the time till the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things and make manifest the heart, manifest the heart of Scripture. Okay? That's the application. Taking charge over the word of God and doing that, doing the things the scripture says that God will do. The Lord will do, the Lord God, when he comes. Bringing to light the hidden things. So, God is easily recognized by scripture. God is easily recognized, he is identified by his work. He's known, God is known by the work he does. Okay? So don't forget that. He shall have rule of all my labor, and I have been ruling from the authorized version Bible. I have been ruling. I am ruling from the book. All right. Bible matter. The labor of the papacy, which God now has rule over. Deuteronomy 29:29. Deuteronomy 29:29 says this, the secret things belong to the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children forever. So we have the secret things spoken of and the things that are revealed. What are the things that are revealed? The things that are revealed are the secret things that belong to the Lord God. Go back to 1 Corinthians 4:5. The Lord who will bring to light the hidden things, the secret things, okay, make manifest the counsel of the heart. Heart there being a reference to Scripture, the heart of Scripture, the innermost things of Scripture. But the secret things belong to the Lord our God. That's a restatement of Ecclesiastes 2:19, which I just read a few moments ago. He shall have rule over all my labor. The secret things belong to the Lord our God. The Lord our God shall have rule over all my labor. The secret things belong to the Lord our God. The he in Ecclesiastes 2:19 is a reference to the Lord, their God. The Lord, the Gentiles' God. Okay? The he in Ecclesiastes 2:14 in the statement which I read is a reference to the Lord God. He, the Lord God, shall have rule over all my labor. The secret things of Scripture, which I call often the crucial matter of Bible content belongs to the Lord God. The Lord God reveals the secret matter of Scripture. The secret matters found in Scripture, the Lord God reveals. So God is a real person. The Scripture presents God as a real person, not someone you can't see, you can't hear, talk physically, you cannot see physically. The God of Bible, the Lord God, has a body, a physical body, and talks just like other people. He hears just like other people. He may hear things the average person does not hear. Okay? But meaning, what I mean is that he has ears and he hears. He has a physical body just like other people have. In other words, if you saw the Lord God walking down the street, you would not recognize him as God. Because he's an individual. He's a person. God is recognized by the work he does. The work he does. God works identify who he is. God's works identify the person of God. Now, this is very important to note because religion teaches just the opposite. So this is very important. Religion teaches of a God that you cannot see. Religion teaches of a God without a physical body. Okay? Something that you cannot see. Something that does not live. That's why in the Bible, the Lord God is called the living God. He's alive. You see him. He is alive. He's a living being. And how do you know he's a living being? Because you can see him. He has an audible voice. You can hear him with your ears. You can see him with your eyes. But he is identified by his works. All right? The secret thing. So, again, don't let anyone tell you the Bible does not have mysteries in it. Because I've heard people say that. People have told me that. Oh, man, the Bible ain't got no mysteries in it. Yes, it does. It has secrets in it. The secret things belong to the Lord our God. Judge nothing before the time, till the Lord come, who will bring to light the hidden things, secret things. Psalm 44, 45, let's turn there, because we were talking about this stuff. Okay. Psalm 44, verse 21. Shall not God search this out? God has a work to do. He searches out Scripture. For he knows the secrets of the heart. The heart here is not talking about your heart and your chest. It's not talking about even your mind. Secrets there is talking about the same thing spoken of in the hidden things and counsels of the heart in 1 Corinthians 4, verse 5, and it means the same thing as secret things spoken of in Deuteronomy 29:29. And here in Psalm 44, verse 21, it speaks again of the secret things. He knows the secrets of the heart. Heart here, speaking of the heart of Babel matter. The heart. Secret things of the heart. Manifest the counsels of the heart. Heart of Scripture. This is not talking about God knows what's in your mind. It is not talking about that. Okay? Bible makes these things clear. There are secrets in the Bible which God brings forth to the people and makes known to the people. There are hidden things in the Bible which God finds and presents to and shows to the people. All right? So again, I say the statement. Don't let anybody tell you there are no mysteries in the Bible. And of course, there are statements that use the word mystery also in the Bible, okay? Just as it uses the word secret, all right? And hidden things, secret things, hidden things, mysteries, okay? Yeah, God knows the secrets of the heart. And as I spoke earlier about the secret of the curse that's in the Bible, the secret of the Passover law, the secret of God, okay? The secret things concerning the judgment, all right? The secret things, okay, you get the point. There are secrets in the Bible which God exposes and makes known. Just like the secret of who God is. In the Bible, that's a secret. Okay? But when you put the pieces together and you get the picture of God that the Bible presents, you get the picture of God and the truth of God, what he is a living, what he is to be a living being, having a physical, tangible body, right? The mystery of God is clarified, and the mystery of God is now solved. Statement in Revelation says, "The mystery of God shall be finished." Who God is not a mystery any longer. You can look in my episodes, go to the archives, check, and I'm talking about it today on this program, on this episode. God is not a mystery. I have made known who God is. Who the God of the Bible is. I have made that known. Now, Mr. Welch, are you there? And when we come back, we'll go ahead and talk more about the body of the Lord. Mr. Welch?
You're listening to Lawmaster on Blog Talk Radio with His Excellency Tommy Hart. We encourage everyone to please call in with questions and comments. The number is 718-664-6262. Again, 718-664-6262. And don't forget to visit the website, lawmaster.co. Pick up a copy of the manuscript, The Book of the Law of God. The manuscript is easy to read, a text your lordship compiled, the result of a 39-year study and analysis unraveling the secrets of the AVB. Join the site freely, become a member, and post photos and videos. Email us with your feedback, and link us to Facebook, Twitter, and other networking sites of your choosing. Help us to spread the word. Remember, You can find Mr. Hart's interviews on YouTube. Search Law of Gods. If you feel it's time to break a half-millennium spell of religious enslavement, you've tuned in to the right channel. Keep listening to The Lawmaster, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Break free of Vatican deception.
And we are back again, and we are talking about Bible matter. Bible matter. I have said that the Bible has secrets. The Bible has hidden things in it. And a part of God's work is exposing the secrets, bringing to light the hidden things of Scripture. When one hears the truth of Bible content, as set forth in the many episodes of this Lawmaster's Law of God broadcast, you see the difference, the big difference between Bible, real sound Bible teaching, and religious teaching. Let me say this. The Bible is a law book. The Bible is not a religious book. The Bible is used in religion. Perversely, the Bible is also used in a court of law. The Bible is a law book. A law book. And I cannot say that too much. I must continue saying that. You must say that. You must tell everybody you meet. The Bible is a law book. And I don't say that without evidence. Again, go to the archives. Check out Lawmaster's archives. Listen to the teaching, and you'll see very easily and quickly that the Bible is indeed, the Authorized Version Bible is indeed a law book. It is not a religious book at all. And I must say it again, even though it is used in religion perversely. Okay. Religion and the truth of Bible content differ greatly. Religion is opposed to the truth of Bible content. As is evident in one example that I gave you earlier on today's broadcast. Religion talks about a God that you cannot see, a God without a body, without a physical, tangible body. The Bible presents a God with and having a body, a human body. Okay, vast difference between religious teachings and the truth of Bible content. Religion is opposed to the truth of Bible content. That's really something. And I hope when you listen to this program that you sit down, get your Bible, and that you listen. You know, some people may be doing other things while they have the program running. No, you're not listening. You're not attentive. When you listen to these episodes and my program, sit down, quit everything else, even if you have to turn the stove off. Listen intently to what I am saying, because it differs so much from what you are told and the religious arena. Totally different. Different. So when you hear me say something, don't tune me out. Listen. Listen. And find out. Listen and learn why I say what I say. Because there's a reason why I say the things I say. There's a reason. I'm not just blowing out wind and talking from my head. This is learned stuff. Learned from the Word of God, the Authorized Version Bible. And as stated earlier in the broadcast here today, Bible matter is now in the hands of God. That's what the scripture Ecclesiastes 2:19 says in the statement, "He shall have rule over all my labor." All right? God has rule over Bible matter. Judge nothing before the time till the Lord come. And he, the Lord God, will do his work. Okay. That the Bible says he will do and that the Bible attributes to God. The scripture says, know the Lord. Know the Lord. Now the Lord is a knowable entity. The Lord God is a knowable personality. Knowable, seeable, hearable, if that's a word, hearable. All right? You can hear him. You can hear his voice clearly, distinctly, as he speaks on this program. Lawmaster's Law of God broadcast. You can see his work. You can see it on the episodes of the this program on Blog Talk Radio. You can see his works, what he writes down. Okay? You can also see his works from his book. The Law of God, the Book of the Law of God. All things the demonstrated power of God. You can see. Okay. Moving on. First Corinthians 6:13. God is not an actor. God is not an entertainer. God is not an actor, neither is he an entertainer. God is a teacher, and God is one who sets forth knowledge, gives forth knowledge, presents knowledge. He does not entertain. Okay? He's here to present the truth of whatever matter he's speaking on. All right? You want to be entertained? You go to church. God does not entertain. Right? Nowhere in Scripture does it say God entertains. Okay, 1 Corinthians 6:13. And we find these words. Now the body is not for fornication, but for the Lord. Again. The body is not for fornication, but for the Lord. Listen Back again to Ecclesiastes 2:19, he shall have rule over all my labor. What is the labor? The labor is a reference to the body of Bible content. The body is for the Lord. The secret things belong to the Lord. The secret things found in the body of Bible content. The secret things, the body, the hidden things are for the Lord. Judge nothing before the time till the Lord come, who will bring to light the hidden things. The secret things belong to the Lord. He shall have rule over all my labor, the body, crucial matter of Bible content, is for the Lord. All of those scriptures are saying the same thing. The body is for me. The body is for the Lord God. The body, the crucial matter of Bible content, the hidden things, the secret things, are for me. They belong to me. The secret things belong to the Lord. The body is for the Lord. The hidden things the Lord will bring to light. The body, the crucial matter of Bible content, is meant for me to receive, and I have received the crucial matter of Bible content. I have received the body of Bible content. Body. Luke 22:19. Luke 22:19. Scripture says, "This is my body, which is given for you." This is my body. The body is for the Lord. This is my body, which is given for you. I could have said, which is given to you. The statement is to me. Okay? The statement is to the Lord. The statement is to me. This is my body, which is given for you. A definition of for is meant to be received by. Meant to be received by. This is my body, which is meant to be received by you. Who is the you? The you is the Lord God. The you is me, a reference to me. And I have received it. And I am doing the work which I am supposed to do with the body. Matter, scripture matter, crucial matter of Bible content, the crucial matter of the AVB, the crucial matter of the Authorized Version, Bible. This is my body, which is for you. Yes, I left out the word given. He shall have rule over all my labor. I have the rule. I have the rule over Scripture. Okay? The Bible says, let God do what he will. Okay? If the crucial matter or the matter of Bible content is given to God, the Bible says, let him do what he will with it. Let him do what he will. Where is that? Maybe, say, 2 Corinthians 7. Let's see. Let's see. Okay. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 7 and see if it's there. Let's see. All right, yes, it is. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 36. 1 Corinthians 7, 36. The statement about God says this: let him do what he will, he sinneth not. Let him do what he will. Let God do what he will, he does not sin. A matter of Bible content is given to God. Let him do what he will, he sinneth not. Okay. And we're reading from the book of the law, authorized version, Bible, is the book of the law. Book of the law concerning God and having to do with God. All right. So, all of these scriptures are talking about the matter of Bible content. The body is for the Lord. The crucial matter of Bible content is for the Lord. This is my body, which is for you, which is meant to be received by you, God, the Lord God. 1 Corinthians 11, 24. Again, Scripture says to God, this is my body, which is broken for you. All right? Broken. The word broken there means out of order. Out of order. Not working properly. This is my body, which is out of order, not working properly, for you, meant to be received by you. Who? God, the Lord God, me, which, again, which I have already received and am working with. Now, exactly what you see me doing is an example of what is stated here in 1 Corinthians 11, 24. This is my body, and what does he say about the body? That is broken, is out of order. You see me go to a statement or to a verse, and you see me take a statement from the verse. I may not use all the verse, but you see me take a statement from it. Bible matter as it is, the crucial matter, listen to me carefully, the crucial matter of Bible content as it is in the Bible is out of order. I put it in order. I give order to Bible matter. Okay? Now, if you're reading the story of the Exodus and all, you'll see a well-sequenced story. You read the Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you'll see a sequenced story. You read the story of Jonah, and you'll see a sequenced story. You read the story of David, or Solomon, or Samson. You'll see a sequenced story. You hear me use the statement or the phrase crucial matter. When I'm speaking of the crucial matter of Bible content, I am not speaking of the stories. The stories are sequenced. The crucial matter of Bible content is not sequenced. out of order. I see we have 60 seconds left in the streaming time, so we'll go over. Yes, but you have the stories and you have the crucial matter of Bible content. The hidden secret, the hidden things, the secret things, the crucial matter of Bible content. That is out of order. That is broken in the Bible. I put it together in my presentation, in my documents, and all. I put it together. So, this is my body. Is broken, and the word and can be employed there, which is broken and meant to be received by you, by me. But as stated in the AVP, this is my body which is broken for you. Still, it's out of order in Scripture. I put it together, and I present it. What am I talking about today? I'm talking about Bible matter, Bible content, crucial matter of the Bible. But don't forget that. The stories, don't be misled. Don't be confused. The stories are sequenced. Jonah, David, Samson, Jesus, all sequenced. But the crucial matter of Bible content is not sequenced. It's out of order, and I give order to it. But I'm not the only one who takes statements from Scripture. Your preacher does that. He does that. If he's speaking on faith, he'll go to a book and put out a statement on faith. He'll go to another book and put out another statement on faith. And he'll go to another book or someplace else in the same book and put out another statement. So I'm not the only one who does it. So don't say, your preacher does the same thing, but he doesn't do what I do, though. Your preacher does not deal with the crucial matter of Bible content, which I do. Your preacher does not present to you the hidden things. Your preacher does not bring the hidden things of Scripture to light for you. The secret things of Scripture do not belong to your preacher. They belong to me. Bible matter is given to me. It is not given to your preacher. That's why your preacher does not say the same things I say. Okay? But we do the same thing in that he takes statements and I take statements. Okay? Same thing. So if you're going to criticize me for taking statements, then criticize all the ministers, because all of them do it. Okay? But I know what I'm doing. I'm doing my work. I'm doing the work set aside for me to do. I'm doing the work appointed by Scripture for me to do. And the work appointed for you to do by Scripture is to hear and believe. Hear and believe. The Bible does not tell you to search out anything. It tells God to search things out. Doesn't tell you to search out anything. It tells you to hear the word of God. Hear the word coming from God and believe. That's all it tells you to do. And do what it tells you to do. One of those things is what? Believe. It tells you to worship God. Okay? It tells you to fear God and keep his commandments. It says to the people, what God has said to you, do. But it doesn't tell you to search out or seek out anything. It tells God to do that. And God seeks out, searches out, finds out, and brings it to the people. The people are to hear the word of God, the word that comes from God, and believe. That's all. A simple thing, simple matter. Okay. Psalm 139, verse 16. Psalm 139, verse 16. Listen, the book of the law speaks to God, saying, thine eyes did see my substance. And that's what I've done. I have seen the substance of the hidden things. 1 Corinthians 4, verse 5. God will bring the hidden things to light. I have seen the substance of the hidden things. The secret things belong to God. I have seen the secret things. And I bring them forth to the people. Psalm 44, verse 21, he knows the secrets of the heart. I see the secret things. I've seen the secret things. And I bring forth the secret things to the people. The Bible never says about you, the people, that your eyes did see its substance. It's talking to God. Thine eyes did see my substance. Why? The substance of Bible matter is given to God, the body. The body is meant to be received by the Lord. And the Lord has seen the substance. The substance of the law of the curse, the substance of the law of God, the substance of the law of Passover, the substance of the judgment, etc., etc., etc. Mine eyes have seen the substance which the average person eyes have not seen. My eyes have seen the substance. And the Bible confirms that with me, saying, thine eyes did see my substance. And again, the substance of the hidden things, the substance of the secret things that belong to and are given to the Lord God. Isaiah 18:3, and it's the last statement in the verse. When he blows a trumpet, hear ye. That's a commandment to the people. Hear ye. When he blows a trumpet, you hear. Hear. Be attentive to. Listen to. Carefully. Even officially. Listen to. As a duty of yours. Listen. Hear. And then again, the Bible goes on to say, be not hearers only, but a doer of whatever God tells you to do. And let me just turn to that right quickly. Genesis 31:16, last statement in the verse. whatsoever God has said to thee, do. It does not tell you to search out anything that God says. Now, you can study the things that God presents and all, study them so you can learn them and know them, but it doesn't tell you to analyze and scrutinize and research what God says. Just like in the last statement, hear ye. When he blows a trumpet, what should you do? Hear. Hear. Whether you sit down or stand up, but you stop and you listen. You hear in order to get the correct or the understanding, in order to get the understanding of what's being said. Hear. Listen. Don't be arguing with me while I'm speaking. Because if you're arguing with me, you're not listening. The Bible tells you to hear. Hear. The Bible has not made you a judge. It tells you to hear what God asks. Here, because God has checked out the matter. He searched it out. What he brings to you, he has searched out carefully. Okay? When he blows a trumpet, hear ye. Blow. The word blow means to reveal or disclose. Webster goes on to say, especially so as to compromise. As in, to blow one's cover. Okay? And the verb trumpet means to proclaim loudly. Here is the word whistleblower, a person who reports or informs on a wrongdoer. Okay? And then there is blow the whistle on, which means to report or inform on. As I said earlier, there is a vast difference. There's a big difference between what I teach and what the preachers teach in religion. Christianity, the church. Big difference in what we teach. When God blows the trumpet, hear ye, listen. Because God is not God's intention to deceive you. It's God's intention to undeceive you. It's not God's intention to confuse you. It's God's intention to deconfuse you. All right? To give you the truth of the matter. Because religion gives you lies. Yes, they use the Bible in religion, but they use it perversely. When God blows the trumpet, hear ye. Real simple instruction. Just hear. When God speaks, hear. Hear. The preachers are wrongdoers. They teach things that are not true. They teach things that are not true. And just because all of them teach it, that does not make it right. It only means all are deceitful teachers. That's all. All are liars. And as I close, they tell you Jesus is Lord and Savior. Lord and Savior of what? They tell you to trust in Jesus. They tell you to give your life to Jesus. In the Bible, in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Jesus is a fictitious person. He is not a real entity, a fictitious person. And in the, that's why they are called the Gospels. The four books, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, they call them the Gospels. They tell the truth about Jesus. The preachers tell the lie about Jesus. The four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, show Jesus being a person who breaks laws. He is eventually caught by the authorities, and he suffers the penalty for breaking the law. What law in particular? The law of the Sabbath. The law of the Sabbath says, if any whosoever works on the Sabbath, and listen to that word, whosoever. Whosoever doeth any work on the Sabbath shall surely be put to death. To break the law of the Sabbath in the Bible is a death sentence, if you will. Jesus broke the law of the Sabbath. You may say he did good. It doesn't matter. It says, the law says, whosoever does any work on the Sabbath, he shall surely be put to death. Jesus broke the law of the Sabbath, as is evident in the four books, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. He was finally caught by the authorities and put to death, just like the law called for. He shall surely be put to death. Religion does not teach that. Jesus was a lawbreaker. Period. He was a lawbreaker. But also, Jesus is a fictitious character in the four books, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The story of Jesus teaches a lesson. You break the law, you suffer the penalty of the law, the penalty for breaking the law. Do the crime, as they say in this day and time, do the time, you know, something like that. But he broke the law, and he suffered the penalty, which was death. And, of course, he's not a real entity, but the law teaches a moral lesson. Do good, obey the law, keep the law, and live. Break the law, then suffer the consequences for your actions. Okay. So, religious teachers tell lies. God comes forth with the truth. God comes forth and exposes the matter of Bible content is given to the Lord God. The Lord God has received that matter, and the Lord God is working with the matter of Bible content and doing what he should do, what Scripture says he will do with it. God has ruled over the crucial matter of Bible content. The crucial matter of Bible content is now in the hands of God. And as I end, let me say this. The people who listen to the preachers in religion, I say this about black people. Black people are in a state of error. Error means the state of believing what is untrue, incorrect, or wrong. Black people, for the most part, have received a lie about Jesus. He's Lord and Savior. He's going to come back one day, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Black people are in a state of error. They are believing what is untrue. They are taking taking as truth that which is not true at all. Hear the word of God. Hear the word of God. Hear the word of the Lord. Mr. Welch? Mr. Welch, are you there? That's our program for today. And I'm going to sign off. Thank you for listening. Check the archives. Study the archives. Listen to them. Listen to them again. Listen and do as you're told. Keep the word of the Lord. Hear the word of God. And act accordingly. Thank you.